Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, our study of James chapter 1, we finished verse 1. Today, we will be starting with verses 2 through 4.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
Thank you. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you once again to another broadcast of the Lamp and Light Ministry. Today, we'll be looking at James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. We have titled this, Count It All Joy. Well, as we'll be talking about trials and tribulations, it's kind of hard to count it all joy, and yet that's what we're told to do. And so, perhaps you know someone that's going through a great trial right now, some kind of tribulation. Get them to listen in. Take notes from this message over this next couple of days. Maybe there's something here that you can use to help someone else. That's the purpose of Lamp and Light, is to help equip you to serve the great and wonderful Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. So please, please follow along closely and let this ministry work in a very special way in your heart. I hope you have your Bible ready. We're in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 is our text today. And I trust that you'll also have pencil and paper to be sure that you take down notes. Now, beginning with James chapter 1, verse 2, he says, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, verses 2 through 4 tell us to count it all joy when the trials hit. Why? We must have eternity, not the moment, in mind. Now, don't forget, if you suffer for righteousness' sake, according to Matthew 5:12, from the very lips of our Lord Jesus Christ, he says, rejoice, because great is your reward in heaven. So there's great reward just from that. Now, keep eternity set in your heart, not the moment in your mind. We must see what the end will prove. We may not know until the end, but just know this, the Lord of all the earth will do right. We found that out in the book of Genesis, and that will always be so, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We praise the Lord that God changeth not. Now, joy comes not from success. Rather, it comes from obedience. So often we think that if we have things, if we have success, then it will bring us joy. I know of the true story. I witnessed this story myself of a husband and wife. And the wife was a very demanding wife and very domineering. And in that case, she would want a special thing. She might want a piece of jewelry. And that might be expensive jewelry. And it might be as much as a couple $1,000s. And she would whine and argue and separate and everything else until she got her jewelry. For about 2 months, she'd be the happiest person in the world. And then all of a sudden, she would want something else. and they'd go through the process. And I watched as that marriage went through those things on several occasions, and the person was always looking for something else to satisfy. As a matter of fact, the lady ended up leaving her husband for another husband. After a while, she wanted a new husband that would satisfy. And I wouldn't be surprised that if she finishes with that one and starts with another one. And I'm just using that to say this. What you think is going to bring you joy that's of temporal value, that's of this life, is not going to bring you lasting joy. It'll give you a momentary satisfaction, much like a drug gives to the drug addict, but its long-range help, its long-range perspective is very dim. It will be damaging. Now notice, the divine record says here in verse 2, my brethren. This is not in the national sense, rather it is in the spiritual sense. In these five short chapters, the term will be used at least 17 times, the term, my brethren. We need to get back to that biblical term in our churches. We need to start calling one another brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so. I think that's getting lost in our churches all across this land, and that's a shame because it's a biblical term. It was something they used in the Bible quite frequently, and now we've allowed the clubs and the various lodges and other things to start using our terms, brother and sister, and now it's there quite frequently, but it's been lost to the church, and it should not be. And we need to reclaim those things that have been lost. Now, we're to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptation, many kinds of temptation. Now, the word count has the idea of to evaluate here in verse 2, where it says, my brethren, count it all joy. Evaluate it as joy. The word count was an accounting term in the Greek, and not so much of keeping records, but of evaluation. Our values determine our evaluations. For example, if we value comfort more than character, then trials will upset us. If we value material and the physical more than the spiritual, then we will not be able to count it all joy. If we live only for the present and not for the future, then trials will make us bitter and not better. Is Job 23, verse 10, your attitude? But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now, my friend, that speaks of a commitment to stick. Let us use a Bible illustration to show what is meant here. When Elijah fled from Jezebel and sat under the juniper tree, he requested to die. On the other hand, when Paul and Silas were in prison, bleeding from the beating and their feet held fast in the stocks, and they were there in that damp, cold dungeon, they were singing and praising God, although their circumstances were much worse than Elijah's. Now, what is the difference? They were rejoicing in the midst of tribulation. They led a family to Christ. In the midst of the turmoils of your heart and life, be determined to glorify Christ. Now, as we learn to glory in tribulations, we find that it will help to develop patience. In Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, he says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Now, my friend, your trial will eventually bring about good eternal things. Someone has said, what it takes to make you quit is the measure of your Christianity. Well, my friend, when the trial deepens, Co-witnessing. Go out witnessing to lost souls. Try to bring souls to the Savior. Talk to other Christians of the glory of God and His precious Word. You see, the best defense is offense. In football, it's great to have a good defense, but if your offense is on the field for a long time, then that means that's a good defense because the other team doesn't have the ball, okay? And so, in like matter, the devil will attack you. Oh, well, he come at you, especially as you start doing good things for the Lord Jesus Christ. He will attack. And as he attacks, don't go away from God's commission. He said the gates of hell should not withstand against us. Gates are for defense, not for offense. Okay, you don't attack with gates. You defend yourself with gates. And Jesus said the gates of hell should not withstand. And so, my friend, we need to be on offense. And when the devil is casting his fiery darts and he's after us, just go on offense and serve the Lord all the more in the midst of your trial. Are you going through a trial? Have you backed off in your service? Have you backed off in your commitment and what you're doing in God's house and for the glory of God? You are giving the devil a victory. You might say, well, Brother Andy, you don't understand. The problem is with my family. I've got a wayward son. I've got marital problems. I have problems here or there. My daughter is pregnant and unmarried. Well, my friend, you just serve God all the more. Let him minister to your heart. Let him have control. Remember, God is merciful. He will care for you. Now, my friend, you're not really reconciled to the will of God until you can rejoice in the midst of your trial. Again, joy comes not from success. Joy comes from obedience. Instead of grieving over trials, allow the scriptures to lead your way through the trouble. In other words, don't just carry the Bible. Let the Bible carry you. Someone may say, but why should I rejoice over troubles? They often result in my failure. I have an office in the church that I pastor, Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida. And our minister of music will have orchestra lessons for children, teaching them how to play musical instruments. And those lessons take place right next to my office. And sometimes I can hear them very plainly, and they will make mistakes. Now, it really doesn't bother me. I mean, every time I hear a sour note, I guess it's kind of like listening to a religious rock station, only it's not quite as bad. Now, don't get too upset because I said something like that out there. If you listen to religious rock music, you need to realize that you need to let something like that upset you when somebody takes our Lord's name in vain. Let that upset you, but not let a statement like the religious rock music and its terrible sound and its devilish sound, don't let that upset you that a preacher actually stands against that thing of Satan. Now, suppose a student says, since I always make mistakes in practice and practicing this instrument and trying to play it, I'm not going to practice. Well, what then? He'll never learn to play. And so it is in the Christian life. Without problems and even failures, we'll simply not grow in wisdom and strength and grace. Now, friend, trials cannot be anticipated. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.